Blog Talk Radio.
Backward,
when I backward against the wall,
and it looked at
me.
You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, and I'm not sure. Hey, and giant fall. Hey, giant fall. Giant fall. Giant fall. Could you move mountains?
Amen. We give God praise on this evening. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. To God be all the glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 1. We're going to go right into prayer after this in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, reading from the New International Version of the Bible, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love do not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. Love always protects. It always trusts. It always hopes. And it always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child,
I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. But now we see only a reflection as in a mirror when we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then shall I know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these three is love. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, the word says that you are love. And we love you tonight. We praise you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We love you, God. We love your church. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. We love each other because your word commands us to love one another. If we are the disciples in the earth realm, people need to see our love for each other. So, God, we're praying for one another that we would allow you to help us to live out what was just read in 1 Corinthians 13. It said, love never fails. Your word said love is not self-seeking. It's not about self, but it's about others. So, God, we pray for one another. We pray for the spirit of humility. We pray for the church of the living God, especially New Creation Christian Ministries on tonight. Lord, we stand in the need of prayer. We're praying for a strong church. We're praying for a healthy church. We're praying for an impactful church. We're praying for a loving church. We're praying for a church of unity, a church with one accord. We are praying in the name of Jesus with a church with the spirit of excellence, that God, we want a church without spot or wrinkle. We want to thrive, God, to please you. Now, God, we know that your hand is on the local assembly. We know that the spirit of the living God dwells there. We've seen mighty miracles. Hallelujah. No, you do not dwell in a building. You're too massive. You're too great. You're too enormous. But God, according to your word in 2 Chronicles, as Solomon built the temple, you said, from that place you will heal. From that place you will deliver. From that place you will restore. From that place you will revive. From that place you will resurrect. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we know these things were a type or shadow of things to come. So we are praying for the strength of the local assembly. We are praying, God, in the name of Jesus, for New Creation Church, praying for every member, every family, every part, God. You said you placed them in the houses, God, to be rooted and grounded and anchored in the word of the Lord, that they will bear much fruit in due season. And God, I thank you for binding up the hand of the enemy, trying to counter and trying to oppose and trying to resist the work of God. Jesus, you said you came into the earth that you would destroy the work of the devil. Jesus, you came in the earth realm to fulfill the law. You came full of grace and full of truth. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. And the Word was with God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And I thank you, Lord, that you were the light of men. And whoever shall believe in you, you said in your word, you will make us the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying our strength in the Lord. You said it's not going to be by power. It will not be by might, but it's going to be by your spirit. The spirit of the Lord dwells in the local assembly. The spirit of the Lord dwells in every person under the sound of our voice. The spirit of the Lord dwells in the life of every believer. But your word declared tonight that we shall no longer take pleasure in evil. We shall move away, hallelujah, from the things that displease you, God. We shall move away and walk, God, circumspectly of the vocation and the calling that's on our lives. In the name of Jesus, you said, hallelujah, if we love you, we will keep your commandments. And God, right now, we need you to come in the name of Jesus with a fresh fire, with a fresh wind, with a fresh oil, with a fresh anointing. God, help us not to go through the motions. God, help us not to go through the routine. But Lord, hallelujah, not having a form of godliness and not denying the power thereof, but help us to operate and execute with power in the name of Jesus. Sin no longer masters us, but we master sin. Sin no longer controls us, but we control sin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help our love walk. You told us that we will be agents of change. Your word says you're looking upon our labor of love. We're supposed to do the work of the Lord. And God, right now, we're praying for the preachers. We're praying for the pastors. We're praying for clergy all over the land. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for the restoration and the revival of your church. We're praying that the fire will return. We're praying that the energy will return. We're praying that the excitement and enthusiasm will return. We're praying, God, for a greater hunger, a greater thirst, a greater desire, a greater passion for the things of God. You said the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. So, Lord, we are praying for the church. You said come back to your first love, the love of God. And, Lord, right now, we're praying for those who are struggling. We're praying for those weak in faith. We're praying for those, God, who allow fear and doubt and unbelief to rule. We're praying, God, in the name of Jesus, for those dealing with strongholds, those who are dealing with familiar spirits, those in the name of Jesus who are trying to fight the good fight of faith, who are trying to turn a new chapter and a new page, who are trying, God, to be renewed by the renewing of their minds. We're praying, God. You said those who are strong in the Lord need to pray for those who are immature, those who are babes in Christ, those who are weak in faith. So we're praying for the backslider. We're praying for the struggling saints. We're praying in the name of Jesus for those confused in their mind. We're praying for those who are bitter in heart. We're praying for those, God, who are troubled in their spirit. And, oh, I feel God tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, you're looking upon your children to occupy until you come. Lord, help us not to be self-seeking, but help us, God, in the name of Jesus, to esteem others higher than ourselves, to look upon our brothers. Yes, we are our brothers' keepers, to look upon our sisters. Yes, we are our sisters' keeper, in the name of Jesus. And God, we are praying, because your word says to pray without stopping. Your word says to pray without ceasing. Your word says to pray always. If my people who have been called by my name, if they would humble themselves, if they would seek my face, if they would turn from wicked and evil ways, they will hear from heaven, and then I will heal their land. So, God, you're calling for the sons and daughters of the Most High God to rise up and pray. You're calling for your children to rise up and make a difference. You're calling for us to be not like the world, but to change the world in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying to look like the church. We are praying for the mind of Christ. We are praying for a greater anointing. We are praying for renewed strength on tonight. We are praying, God, in the name of Jesus, for the local church, New Creation Church, Lord, help every member hold up the bloodstained banner of your shed blood on Calvary. In the name of Jesus, you took up the cross. Now you said, if we're going to follow you, we got to deny ourselves. We got to take up our cross, and we got to follow after Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we are praying to follow after Jesus. Don't let distractions destroy our destiny. Don't let the cares of this world overwhelm us. Don't let the issues of the day, God, get in the way of our calling and our assignment in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying. We are praying. We have a mouth to pray. Our words carry power. We have authority through Jesus Christ. We have been given ability from heaven. We can call those things that be not as though they were. We can speak things into existence, and we're speaking a stronger church at New Creation. We are speaking a more fortified ministry at New Creation. We are speaking, God, in the name of Jesus, for a church that is pleasing to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said what we do for the least of these, we have done it for you. God, we want to be that church where people can come in and their lives can be radically changed. We want to be that church where people can come in and they can feel the love of God, that we can embrace those who are hurting, that we can pray for those who are lost, that we can lift those who are down, that we can help those who are struggling, that we can speak a word into the life of those, God, who want to change in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying. We are praying right now for our church. We are praying as Pastor continues to pray tonight, praying, God, for every member, every life on this prayer line, that they will continue to pray and speak a word, praying for these pastors, praying, God, for every member, because the enemy's trying to come in. The enemy's trying to come against. There's a spiritual warfare like never before. You said there are powers. There are principalities. There is wickedness in high places. There are spirits of the air. And then you said there are rulers of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah. For be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and doing all we can do to stand. Stand until we're going to put on our armor. We're going to pray for one another. In the name of Jesus, we're going to be in position. We're going to be in place. We're going to hold up our responsibility. We're going to be reliable and accountable, God. We're going to say yes, Lord, again. We're going to dust ourselves off, shake ourselves loose, and get into the will of God. Get into the perfect will of God. Obey the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying to stay in obedience. We are praying, God, to do that kind of love that we just read about. Oh, Lord, this world is high touch and high tech and low touch. And, God, if we're not careful, you said pray that we will not enter into temptation. And sometimes, God, in a world like this, we forget who we belong to. In a world like this, God, we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have power. We have might, and we have ability, and the devil no longer rules our life. The devil is no longer in control of the church. The devil, God, hallelujah, no weapon formed against your church or the people of the church will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight. I praise you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your hands upon our lives, oh God. Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the ability to come and pray, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can press our way into your throne room, God, that we have access to you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that access has been granted to us through the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt you, oh Lord. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, God. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we could not praise you enough, oh God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not worship you enough, God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify your name. We exalt your name, oh God. We glorify your name, God. Hallelujah. We come to worship you, oh God. We come to bow down before you. We come to praise you, God. We come to, Lord, just lift your name on high. Because you alone are worthy. There is none like you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for stepping into our lives when you stepped into our lives. We thank you, Lord, for saving us. We thank you, Jesus, for putting us in our churches, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us pastors, God. We thank you, Lord, for new creation Christian ministries, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for new creation Christian ministry, NCCM, the Kingdom Church, God. We thank you, Lord, for our local location, oh God, 1482 Maple Avenue. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, hallelujah, for the work that you have already done, oh God, through the local assembly, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, that you have a great work for us to do, God. And Lord, we pray for new creation Christian ministries on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, for every family, every member, every person who is connected to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for all, Father God, who are, Father God, a part of that local assembly, God. We thank you for every family, God. We thank you for the first family, for Pastor Anthony, myself, oh God, for Kayla, Marcus, Justin, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for Hakita and Sudani, Nairobi, Niella, oh God. Hallelujah. And Joshua, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for Deacon Carmen and Jessica and Sophie, God. We thank you for Aida and Taki and Destiny, God, for Cece, Salida, Diamond, and Ruby, oh God. We thank you for Jewel and Treasure, oh God. We thank you for Darius and Patrick and Zytel, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for Jeremiah and Cindy, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Eartha and Emily, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Sister Rita, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those, oh God, who have not been in attendance, oh God, in the local assembly, one by one and name by name, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who are connected through the prayer line, Mother May Thomas, oh God, and Pastor Jamal and Pastor Gail, God. We thank you for Sister Maria and her son and her grandson, Lord. We thank you for Prophetess Michelle and her children and her dad, oh God. Lord, we even as she's in the hospital, at the hospital right now with her dad, oh God, we lift him up, oh God, in the name of Jesus for the swelling, oh God, even that he's experiencing his body, God. We believe and trust you, oh God, for miraculous breakthrough on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are still a miracle worker and you're still a healer, oh God, and we're believing you for total healing in his body, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for all that are connected on this prayer line, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise for those who are even now on the prayer line on tonight, God. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, for a blessing over every name that was called, oh God. We pray, Father God, for those who are tapped in right now, God. Hallelujah, that you will meet every need, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, and we praise you for supernatural provision, God. We thank you, Lord, for like the song said earlier, that you make a way out of what seems to be no way, God. Bless our children, oh God. Lord, bless every child, oh God, that's connected to us, oh God. Bless our seed, oh God. You are concerned about the generations, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for putting a hedge of protection around all of our children. We thank you, Lord, for watching over Kayla on campus, oh God. We thank you for watching over Jessica, oh God, even as she goes to school in Sudani, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for little Sophie, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for putting a hedge of protection around her, oh God. every child one by one and name by name, oh God. We thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, God. We thank you, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and never beneath, God, that we are the top and not the bottom, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, even as I call the names, oh God, that we are growing in you, God, hallelujah, that we are each individually growing spiritually, God. Lord, I pray that every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, God, and every member of Cloud 9 International Ministries, oh God, will grow spiritually, oh God, that you will grow in us, oh God, that you will expand in us, oh God, that we will love you like never before, oh God, that we will, Father God, submit and obey to your plan and your will for our lives, God, that you will light a fire in our hearts, oh God, that we will want more of you and less of us, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would just increase in each and every one of us, oh God, and that we would decrease, oh God. Lord, I pray, Father God, for each and every name that are called, oh God, and every person that's on this prayer line, oh God, that we would hunger and thirst after you, oh God, that we would not be, Father God, self-centered, but that we would be God-centered, oh God, that we will want only what you want for us, oh God, that we will start, Father God, as the deer panteth after the waters, that our souls will thirst after you, oh God. You are our fountain of life. Jesus is our fountain of life. And we just thank you, hallelujah, for living waters, oh God. We pray for living waters to burst off and spring up on the inside of each and every member, each and every son, each and every daughter, each and every person that's connected to New Creation Christian Ministries and this prayer line. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that living waters will spring up on the inside of us, oh God, that there will be no dry place internally, oh God, that there will be no dry place spiritually, God. We pray for Mother May Thomas, oh God, for Renee, oh God, for Jackie, for Gary, for Derek, oh God, for Vonda, for Little G, oh God, for Death Princess, oh God, hallelujah, for Al Zarif, God, Rashida, Lord, we pray for every family member. Just begin to call on your family members, just each and every person under the sound of my voice, just call out your family members, call out your prayer requests, call out the names of your children. We pray for our children, God, we pray for our children. I call on the names of my children, call out the names of your children. We call on the names of our children, Hakita and Kayla, Destin and Marcus, and our grandchildren, Niella, Nairobi, Joshua, and Sudani, hallelujah. We snatch our children. We snatch our posterity. We snatch them back from the hand of the enemy. We put a hedge of protection around them. We declare that they will not walk the path of sin. We declare that they will not give in to the wiles of the enemy. We declare that they will have discernment. We declare that they will walk circumspectly before the Lord. We lift up our spiritual and natural posterity on tonight, and we speak life over our children. We speak life over our grandchildren. We speak life over our church tonight. We speak life over our daughter church, our Cloud 9 International Ministries. We speak life over New Creation Christian Ministries. We declare, oh God, increase, multiplication, oh God, souls being saved and lives being changed. We declare strongholds being broken in the name of Jesus. We declare hallelujah, hallelujah, victory, oh God, over these churches in the name of Jesus. Not one soul will be lost. Not one that you have assigned to these churches will be lost in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for international, my God, impact in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for apostolic and prophetic oil flowing in these houses in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for again souls being saved, lives being changed, the sick being healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for demons being cast out. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for my God, hallelujah, demonic strongholds being broken off of the lives of the people in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for a spirit of obedience, God, to your will and to your way, God. Oh, God, as Pastor said, my people, you said that my people who are called by my name would repent, turn from their wicked ways, and pray. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Lord, this is a prayer for the church tonight, just not just the local assembly, not just New Creation Christian Ministries. We're praying first and foremost for New Creation, first and foremost for Cloud Nine International. But Lord, we pray for the international, we pray for the body, we pray for the church at large. We pray for your church, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, give every pastor a heart to obey you. Give every member a heart to obey you. Lord, we are one body, one spirit, one church. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we call out sin. We call it out. We call out sin from amongst them. Lord, you said, come out from amongst them and be ye holy, for I am holy. God, Lord, whoa, oh God, we repent. Lord, we are sorry. We are sorry for our sin. Lord, help us, oh God. Oh God, to walk circumspectly before you. Help us, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah, to turn our backs on the devil. Lord, help us, oh God, to turn from our evil ways. Help us, oh God, to turn from our sin. Let us not serve idols. Let us not serve the devil. Let us not serve our flesh, oh God. Let us not serve, oh God, our own desires. But Lord, let us serve you, oh God. You're calling us to walk circumspectly before you. You said, be holy, for I am holy. You said, come out from amongst them. You have called us to be a holy people. You have called us to be a consecrated people. You have called us to be a people that hold up the bloodstained banner. So, Lord, help us. Oh, God, forgive us. Because against you only have we sinned. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let us take down the idols. Let us take down the idols of self. Let us take down the idols of flesh. Let us take down the idols of man. Let us take down the idols of boo and bay. Let us take down the idols of fornication. Let us take down the idols of homosexuality. Let us take down the idols, God, of drunkenness and drug use. Let us take down the idols of marijuana and cocaine. Let us take down the idols, oh God, oh God, of our husbands and our children. Let us take down even the idols of the church and the pastor. And Lord, let us bow down before you and worship you only. Let us bow down before you and worship you only, God. Let us bow down before you. Let us take down the idols of prophecy and prophets and, oh God, running after, oh God, the word. Let us take down the idols, God, and let us run after you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be, lay down our cross, pick up our cross, O God, lay down our lives, pick up our cross, and follow you, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, help us, Lord, to be more like you. Help us to be more like Jesus. Help us, O Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, God. We need you. Let us sacrifice our time unto you, God. Let us get up out of bed, oh God, on Sunday morning, God, and press our way to your house, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let us give you the tithe of the first part of our week. Let us give you the tithe of the first part of our increase, God. Let us not hold back on you, God, because you have not held back on us, God. Let us, oh God, hallelujah, put you first in all things, God. Oh God, oh God, let us put you first in all things, God. Let us lay aside, oh God, ourselves, oh God, and run after you, God. We're running after you tonight, God. We're running after you, God. We're not running after man. We're not running after woman. We're running after folk. We're not running after our career. We're not running after our profession. We're not running after money. We're not running after prophecy. We're not running after, oh God, the things of this world. But God, we're running after you. We're running after you, God. Lord, we need you in a time when pastors are being caught up in fornication and video. We need you in a time when members can't make it to church. We need you in a time, God, when people are not giving you a second thought, God, but they want your blessing. We need you in a time, God, hallelujah, when we don't think twice, but we sin, oh God. We sin, oh God, and it doesn't impact us, and we have no remorse. We need you in a time, oh God, when we can ask you for stuff, but we cannot worship you. And we cannot, and I bind up the hand of the evil right now, of the devil right now. I come against this thing that's trying to hit my head. In the name of Jesus, I need the prayer warriors praying. We need the prayer warriors praying. We need y'all praying with us. Because the gates of hell cannot prevail against your prophet. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. In the name of Jesus, I'm prophesying right now. God is saying, repent. Repent. Come back to your first love. Pastor said it. We got to come back. We got to go back to church. We got to get back to our first love. We got to get back to the things of God. We got to get back to holiness. We got to get back to holiness. We're raising up a people, my God, who are mounting the pulpit, who are being caught on Facebook, performing oral sex on people. We're raising up a people who don't mind men kissing men on Facebook. We're raising up a people who don't mind going to church on Sunday and going out and smoking weed and getting drunk Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're raising up a people that have no regard and respect for the holy things of God. And God is saying, repent, 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 for my kingdom is near. The kingdom of God is near. Jesus is saying, I'm coming back to a church without spot or wrinkle. Repent. Repent. Hallelujah. Raise your sons and daughters up to love me. Raise your sons and daughters up to honor me. Raise your sons and daughters up to love me. Raise your sons and daughters up in the church. In the name of Jesus, we're raising up a people who want to sit at home and watch church on their phones and on their computers. And God is saying, repent, come out from amongst them, and be holy. For I am holy, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm looking for a people who are hungry and thirsting after me, says God. I'm looking for a people who are willing to lay down their lives, pick up their crosses, and follow me. I'm looking for a people like my disciples of old who put down their own occupations, put down their careers, and follow me. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a people, hallelujah, who will cry loud and spare not, who will go out and be my witnesses. I'm looking for a people because I have given you power, says the Lord, to be my witnesses in the earth realm. I'm coming back. I'm coming back, says Jesus. I'm coming back. We're raising up a people where black is against white and white Christians are against black Christians. God says, repent. 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 I am not a God of racism. I am not a God of division. I am not a God of discord. Repent. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray for the church. We pray for the church today, God. Oh, God, we pray for the body of Christ today. Lord, have mercy on your church. In the name of Jesus, we're praying, God. Hallelujah. We bind up the hand of Satan in the church and we release your power in the church. and New Creation Christian Ministries. Loose your power. And Cloud Nine International Ministries. Loose your power. And our parent church, Five Faith International Ministries. Loose your power. Bless our apostles. Bless Apostle Matthew Tillery, Apostle Dawn Tillery. Bless them, O God. Bless every daughter of this ministry. Bless every son of this ministry. Bless every part of this person who's connected to either one of these ministries, God. We are one. So, Lord, we thank you. Bless and prosper. We thank you, Lord, that as we draw near to you and resist the devil, that you will draw near to us. And the devil will flee. We thank you that no weapon formed against your church can prosper. We thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail. We thank you, Lord, that, oh God, that we are a blessed people, God. As long as we obey, there is a condition to our blessing. There is a condition to our blessing. We must obey God. We must cleave to God, for he is our life. I said we must cleave to God because he is our life. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you. We cleave to you tonight. We put you back on your throne tonight, God. Pastor Emmy and I are not on your throne. Pastor Jamal and none of the other prayer team members, we are not on your throne. We give full right to you, God, in this prayer line, God. Have your way. We don't come with personal petition tonight, God. We come seeking you, God. We come asking you only to have your way, God. We come, God, surrendering all to you. I surrender all. We surrender all. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for this prayer line in the name of Jesus. We thank you as you called us to pray for the church and all churches, God, that we are people who are representing you in the earth realm. We thank you, God, that we are kingdom-minded and kingdom citizens. We thank you, Lord, that we are about our Father's business. God, the church is sacred, holy ground, 1482 Maple Avenue, Cloud Nine Ministries. We thank you for the sanctity of these buildings. We thank you for the sacred elements that's in the building. Yes. We thank you, God, that you will remind us that you take seriously the sacred things of the gospel. So, God, we thank you that our Bibles are sacred. Yes. God, help us to get back into your word. God, help us to meditate on your word day and night. God, help us to arm ourselves with the sword of the word. God, help us in the name of Jesus not to be slothful or lazy in your word. You said, study to show ourselves approved. To rightly divide your word of truth. God, give us a greater desire to read the Bible. God, give us a greater hunger to study the word of God. God, give us ears to hear your gospel. You said faith come by hearing, but we hear through a preacher. And we thank you for the feet of the preacher. We thank you in the name of Jesus for preachers. We thank you, God, that our faith is increasing because we are hearing in the name of Jesus. So we're praying for the sanctity. We're praying to be consecrated. We're praying to be set apart, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying for the sanctity of the church to return. We are praying, God, in the name of Jesus. We're not to look like the world. We're to stand out from the world. We're supposed to be the refuge. We're supposed to be the difference makers. We're supposed to be the world changers in the name of Jesus. If they're sick, God, let the church pray for them. If they're blind, God, let the church pray. If they're lost and hurting, God, let the church be the hospital and the learning institution that will make a difference in the life of every believer who calls on the name of the Lord. So we're praying for new believers. We're praying for a fresh harvest. We're praying for us to get the reaper out and reap this end time harvest in the name of Jesus. There are souls that are dying. There are people being violated. There are children being messed over. There are people and pedophiles and predators, God, that we need to bind up in the name of Jesus. So God, help us do the church.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, people in the name of Jesus are being abused and being manipulated and being taken advantage of. You said in your word, we'll be no longer tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, but we'll be like a tree planted. And God, that's only going to happen through your word. That's only going to happen through obedience. It's only going to happen if we obey and pray. You said for the Christian to pray. You told us to pray, God, in our closet. You told us to pray, God, in private. You told us to pray, God, morning, noon, and night. You told us to stay in your word, and everything that we do will prosper. Our marriages will work if we build it on the word. Our families will be thick if we build it on the word. Our businesses will thrive and be successful if we build it on the word. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, help us tonight. We're asking for mercy, even that when struggling to forgive. We're asking for mercy, even that when struggling with the spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of a love and a power and of a sound mind. So we bind up the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus, and we bind up that lying spirit, the spirit of the devil, lying to your sons and daughters, the devil lying, God, to your children in the name of Jesus, that there's an alternative. But Jesus said, no, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one gonna get to heaven but by me. I don't care what doctrine is in your earth. I don't care what theology is saying. I don't care what education is saying. I don't care what other religions are saying. I don't care what man is saying. My word will be the last thing standing. In the name of Jesus, heaven and earth will go away, but the word of God is the last thing standing. And Jesus, you said it is finished. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus, you said it is written. Oh, glory be to God. And we're going to leave it right there. It is written. It is finished. In the name of Jesus. So, God, our families are blessed. Our marriages are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our businesses are blessed. Our minds and our education is blessed, because your word says you wish above all things that we will prosper and that we will be healthy, and as our souls prosper. In the name of Jesus, the mind, the will, and the emotions, God, help us to put it under the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight over New Creation Church. We plead the blood of Jesus over Cloud 9 Church, Tri-Faith Ministries, Rocky Mount, North Carolina, our Apostle Matthew Tillery, Pastor Dawn Tillery. We pray and plead the blood over every child, every grandchild in daycare, college, high school, elementary school, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for the backslider. We pray for the one that fell away. You said in the last days, which we are in, there'll be a great falling away from the church. But, Lord, help us not to fall away. Help us not to fall down. Help us not to lose our footing. Help us not to lose our focus. Help us not to lose our determination. Help us not to lose our desire. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, stir up the flame. Fan the flame in our heart. Give us a burning desire for you, God. You don't want us to be lukewarm. You don't want us to cave into the cares of this world. You don't want us to be, Father God, Christians who are ashamed of the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. You said, say the name. If we're ashamed of you, you said you'll be ashamed of us. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're coming back. Hallelujah. You will return, and you will, in the name of Jesus, there's going to be a great rapture. There's going to be an Armageddon. There's going to be a great harvest. In the name of Jesus, we will be caught up to meet you in the air, and the dead in Christ will rise first. In the name of Jesus, you said you went to prepare a place for us, and where you are, there where we will be also. In the name of Jesus, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Glory be to God. If it was not so, I wouldn't tell you. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to anoint our heads with oil, our feet, hallelujah, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. Our cups are going to run over with blessings. And even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we ain't going to fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort us in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to lie down in green pastures. Help us, God, to enter into your rest. We're not going to worry. You said we can't add nothing to our lives by worrying. We're not going to worry for that child that's in no disobedience. We're going to pray for them. We're not going to worry about that spouse that ain't treating us right. We're going to pray for them. We're not going to worry about money when we don't have enough money to pay our bills. We're going to pray about our finances. We're not going to worry about our bodies being stricken in pain and sickness. We're going to put a prayer on it. But God, we're going to praise you no matter what. We're going to praise you in the middle of it. Praise you with a thorn in our side. Praise you in the valley. Praise you when it's not going right. We're going to praise you when the enemy comes in. We're going to praise you, God, when our enemies hate on us. We're going to praise you in the middle of sickness. We're going to praise you in the middle of the storm. We're going to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, in spite of ourselves. So, God, we thank you as we pray for the church tonight, as we pray for one another tonight, that, God, you're going to do it. You said it's not going to be by any might, no education. You take the foolish things of this world to confine the wise. And, God, give us the mind of Christ. Give us wisdom from on high. Give us revelation knowledge, God. We need revealed knowledge. We need discernment to live in these days in which we're living. There are wolves in sheep clothing getting the people of God out of the will of God. There are people coming into our lives sent by the devil in the name of Jesus. There are some new people, some new friends that, God, is not from you, but it's from the Antichrist. And, God, give us discernment who's on the Lord's side. Give us discernment who's kingdom-minded. Give us discernment, God, if they don't have the things of God in mind for us. Give us the boldness to move away. Give us the boldness to leave it behind us. Give us the boldness to say no to it. Give us the boldness, God. Give us the boldness to say no to the devil in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, we praise you and we thank you. We magnify your name. We thank you for this prayer line. As you guys probably can tell, we are not taking calls tonight. This is a prayer for the church. Pastor and I are praying for the church tonight, and we are praying for you and your family. Amen. That God will continue to bless, to keep, to restore. Amen. So we pray, Father God, for each and every person that's here on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, for those who are sick in body, Lord. We pray your supernatural healing will touch their body right now in the name of Jesus. But we pray for those who are discouraged, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that this hour of prayer, Father God, has even lifted their spirits and lifted their souls. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those, Father God, who are even, Father God, feeling your fire on tonight, God. Hallelujah. As we spent this hour in prayer, you said to your disciples, could you not pray with me for 1 hour? So, Lord, we thank you for a straight hour of prayer, an hour of power, oh God. When we come to you, Father God, just praying, looking for your will, looking for your way, not asking for anything other than, Father God, for your will to be done in your church and on earth, oh God, as you have already ordained in heaven. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Meet every need, God. If there's a need, if there's a financial need, oh God, Lord, we release supernatural provision on tonight, God. Lord, if there's a, Father God, if there's somebody, Father God, hallelujah, just standing in any type of predicament or situation where they need a miracle, God, we ask, Father God, that you will release a miracle on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you can do everything but fail. We thank you, Lord, that you already have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, undergird that one and that one, oh God, who needs the more, Father God, just the ability to persevere, the ability to press their way to church, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that there is, Father God, hallelujah, even now, a greater desire, oh God, that's been imparted in your people, oh God, to please you, oh God, to be separate, to stop sinning, to come out from amongst them, to be holy, to be obedient to your will and to your way. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit, Lord, that you even give us the choice, oh God, to obey you, oh God. So Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. There's something that they heard during this prayer, quicken in them, oh God, and that they, Father God, are leaving this prayer line different from when they came, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, we exalt your name, we give you all glory or honor or praise. Bless Pastor Anthony and myself. Continue, Father God, to just grow us up to be the leaders that you have called us to be, Father God, to be the pastors that you have called us to be all that you have called us to be, God. Let us continue to hear from you and obey your word. Bless your people, God. Let them be all that you called them to be, every person under the sound of my voice. Let them, Father God, rise up and shine with your glory bursting forth through them. Let people, when they look on each and every person under the sound of my voice, let them not see them, but let them see you, God. Let us, Father God, be bold and be witnesses of you, of the sacrifice that was made on the cross of Calvary for us, of the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your suffering. So, Lord, we thank you that we have been chosen, that we have been handpicked by you, that we have been set apart, that we have been justified, that we have been sanctified, that we have been, Father God, consecrated, that we are anointed, and that we have been given an assignment in this earth realm to go forth and evangelize, teaching all of the doctrines of the principles of the kingdom of God, making disciples of all nations. So, Lord, let us do what you called us to do. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Fill your churches with your people, God, those that you have handpicked. Fill your churches, God. Fill New Creation Christian Ministries with your spirit first, and then with the people that you have set in the house. Fill Cloud 9 International Ministries with your spirit first, and then with the people that you have ordained to set in the house. Let your will be done on earth as you have already ordained and consecrated and positioned it to be so in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, and praise God. Well, God bless you. Amen. As you can see, again, this has been a special prayer for the church. We thank each and every one of you for pressing your way and standing in the gap with us. We need to stand in the gap for the church. We got to stand in the gap for the church, amen, for the whole body, amen. And this is we just shook heaven, and we shook the very foundations of hell, amen, by this prayer. Amen. So you have co-labored with us for this hour, and we thank God for you. Meet us here tomorrow for Word Wednesday. Amen. Pastor Anthony and I will be here teaching the unadulterated word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's going to be at 7:30. Join us on Sunday at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, at 12:30. Our website is nccmonline.org. Just sow a seed. Give God the thank offering. Say, God, I'm coming to just thank you. I just want to say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank you for all those who are sowing, all of those who are tithing, all of those who are faithful. Amen. So what God has called you to do pertaining to Pastor Emily and myself and New Creation Christian Ministries. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song, but continue to serve God with everything in you. Go in peace and serve our Lord. We
can
love
you.
God.
Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Forever worship you. I could hold.